7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Six fifty-three is obviously a very incorrect time. The actual time, 6:53. Good Lord. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, that's right. Once again, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Everybody's favorite time of day. I know it's mine. I know it's yours. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. You probably knew that already. But if you didn't, it's probably only because this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. In which case, I say welcome. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Would you like some tea? Yeah, let's pour tea. Ooh, yay. Oh, I'm running low. I'm running low on tea. But anyway, let's drink. Ah, yeah. Oh boy, I need that today. Why do I need the tea so badly today? What kind of tea are you drinking, Tobe? Well, I'm still drinking the Jade Cheguanyin. The Yunding. Yunding Cheguanyin. It's so delicious. You gotta drink it all the time now. It's so good. Yeah. So anyway, what am I doing? What the hell's wrong with me today? Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to have to make some tea at some point. But boy, am I up early today. Oh, I sort of knew this was going to happen. I was laying down. I was on the floor under my blankets last night at 3:30 a.m. thinking, you know, I wonder if I should turn the heat on because I think it's going to get cold. Ah, no, it's not going to get cold. Yeah. It got cold. So even though I was under my blankets and nice and warm, I woke up a little bit early because it was cold. A little bit too early. And, oh boy, I'm still snapping and crackling and popping. Oh, when I got up, it was crazy. When I got up off the floor this morning, like 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, it sounded like somebody took like a whole fist of spaghetti, a whole fistful of spaghetti, uncooked dry spaghetti, and just snapped it. Just crack, 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 crack. Oh, all my joints are super crispy because it's cold. And what did I do? Well, I got up. And I thought, you know, that sounds so funny. I should record this somehow. I should put some kind of recording device next to me when I go to bed at night. And then when I wake up, I can record myself standing up. And you should hear this. It kind of sounds like a bunch of fireworks going off some distance away. You know, all these little soft little crack. Yeah, so I got up today. And the first thing I did... Well, yeah, I guess it was the first thing I did. I walked up to the thermostat and I turned the heat on. So I finally turned the heat on. And where are we with that? I don't hear the furnace on. Are we getting heat? I don't know. Maybe we better check on this. Maybe we need to leave this room. In which case, you know, maybe we should grab the teapot and my teacup and stuff too. All right, let's head up into the main zone of the house and see what's going on here. Up here in the main zone, we have, hip is kind of weird. Okay, let's see. Yes, the heat is on and the heat is going up. It's getting warmer in my house. It is 3 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than it was when I got up. So what's that in metric? So, you know, like one, 1 degree. That's cool. I like degrees. But even more so, I like tea. And what's this? What's this that I have on the stove? Is it a boiling vessel of water? Yes, it is. There's a large pot here with water in it. And it's slowly starting to boil. How much tea is left in this teapot? Well, not much. We better drink it. And that's the other thing. I'm hearing strange sounds. I'm hearing large construction sounds. Well, not that large. What I'm hearing is hammering. Not like, you know, infrastructure rebuilding. All right, let's make some tea. And I think I know what's happening. I think Shannon is building something. Shannon, my neighbor, he dropped a hint the other day that he's got some big new project going on in his backyard, which I can't see because of the new fence, which I wouldn't have been able to see anyway, just because of the trees, but I don't know what he's building. He's building something fun for his kids, probably a treehouse or something. As for me, I put the teapot lid in a little container of water to wash it off. And now what do I need to do? I'm going to crank the water up, heat on the water up, and that's going to be brumbling and rumbling. And so the next thing we need to do is to get some tea. All right, what do we have here? Oh, it's the big can of Yin Ding Chi Guan Yin. Take the lid off. Take the bag out. Oh, look at this cool bag. It's gold foil, vacuum packed. All right. Uh-oh, somebody just showed up. The furry person just showed up. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to dump some of this tea into the tea filter. About that much. That still is probably going to be a little bit too much, but in the immortal words of J.R. Bob Dobbs, too much is always better than not enough. That is a mantra that I live by. All right, I'm going to turn the heat off on the water. I'm going to put the tea filter in the teapot. And we need to take the lid off of the water boiling vessel. Uh-oh, and here we go. Gotta do this one-handed. Gotta do a one-handed tea pour, or a water pour. I haven't done this in a while. Okay, here we go. I think this'll work. Yeah. And a little bit more. There we go. And, I think we're going to go. Okay, well, this is his first infusion, so let's set the tea timer for 40 seconds. And yeah, I'm done making tea, so does a kitty need something now? Well, what would a kitty like? I think I know what you want. If I'm making tea, it means you want some kitty waters. All right, so we grabbed the jug of kitty water, which is getting a little bit low. But I do have to go to the store at some point, probably today or tomorrow. I need to get some more waffles, some more pepperoni, and a whole bunch of other stuff, including, but not limited to, kitty waters. You want some kitty water? Look, I'm pouring it. Oh, look at all that fresh kitty water going into the kitty cup. And this is the part where the cat starts drinking, and I gently balance the water jug one point on the floor and the neck of the bottle balanced on the kitty water cup. I turn around, I take the tea filter out of the teapot. That was the beep you heard. Oop, I got a little bit of drip running down the side. Not good. Quick paper towel action. Okay, no more drips. And then we grab the teapot lid, slosh it around in its washing thingy. The washing thingy is just a cottage cheese container that I have in the sink that I fill up with hot water specifically for washing off my teapot lid. And then that goes on the teapot. Okay. God. Oh, I love the smell of this. I'm just sticking my nose in the tea filter and breathing. Oh, it smells so good. It's not even funny. All right, so now we can grab the teapot, the teacup, and we can go downstairs because I'm missing football. It was halftime moments ago, but now my game has restarted. But I've got more games to watch later. And is there a race today? No, I don't have a car race. Do I have to watch? Do I have to watch a motorcycle race today? What's going on today? Yeah, maybe we need to check in on this game and see what's happening here.
Newcastle United with Wilfred Zaha not 100% fit after illness. Now another opportunity for the 19-year-old.
I don't believe it.
He was the young player of the year in the
They're putting the kid
EFL
on.
Football League.
And they're ahead by one
in total.
With about 6, 7, maybe 8 minutes left to play.
A holding midfielder to introduce somebody who's got a little bit of pace.
Okay, Pippa, don't play with those cables. You know better than that. That's not kitty spaghetti. We don't eat that. Oh boy. So anyway, where were we? What was I doing? Am I going to just be sitting here trying to keep my cat from chewing on the expensive cables? Don't chew on the cables. Those are patch cables. Be a good kitty. See, the thing of it is, I think my cat has the same problem I do. We're both tired of flat and boring hairstyles. It's true.
Are you tired of flat, boring hairstyles?
Yes.
Do you go through a can of hairspray trying to get that full volumized look?
Yes.
Then bump it up with Bump It and get that salon-style look fast and easy. Bump It's are the incredible self-stripping hair accessory that give you perfect style and volume every time. Go from flat to fabulous instantly. Imagine being able to create today's hottest hairstyles in seconds. And they're so easy to use. Anyone can be a stylist. Simply part your hair at the crown, give a little tease, insert Bump It, fluff it up, and you're ready to go. Just look at the difference. Amazing. Go sexy, elegant, casual, sassy, flirty, and fabulous. With Bump It, you'll feel confident and beautiful every day. Styling hair can take forever and it just falls flat. Bump it up and your style lasts all day long. Bump It's are incredibly comfortable, stay completely concealed, and are super secure so they won't fall out. Wear Bump It's anywhere, every day. They're the easiest, most versatile hair accessory you've ever worn. One trip to the salon can cost over $100. So why not pick up your Bump It's today? And get that salon look every day. You'll also get the small Bump It's. It's great to bump your bangs or bump a ponytail. And the large Bump It's, perfect for those special occasions or when you want a little extra high volume. Plus, the easy-to-follow style guide and this professional teasing comb. Choose from blonde, light brown, or dark brown black. Bump it up with Bump It's. Remember to pick up your Bump It's today.
Yeah, but what's with that music? You know, I think it's that music that's not making me feel sexy and confident every day. Oh, we need to bump it up. We need to bump it up with Bumpets. Now there goes my sinuses to act for music. How refreshing. How utterly refreshing. I haven't heard that in I don't know how many years. Dead Kennedys with Drug Me. That's what I need. I need some kind of sinus decongestant or something. I'm not sure exactly what it is that I need, but it's some kind of better sinus situation type of thing.
Okay, Brenda.
Blenda. Hansu.
Funded.
Present. Eftername Kit. Present. Ghost Bill. Ghost Bill.
He's never here.
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
Yeah.
What? Oh my God! Ghost Bear's going crazy! We're all gonna die!
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh my God, that's hilarious! Oh, poor Ted. Once again, Ted has been killed by Ghost Bear. And all I can say is, all I can say is what? Blenda Pansu Doko Wa? I don't know. Sometimes I just make up things in other languages. Okay.
I was getting dressed late one night. Along came a spider and I got a fright. Oh, I couldn't squash it flat, no matter how I tried. And when it looked me in the eye, I ran away to hide. Ah! I put on me Dr. Martin shoes, a battle with the spider that I wasn't gonna lose. A kick from the left, a kick from the right, I was on the floor but I was alright. It was gonna be a long, long night.
Spiders in the school, hey, hey, spiders everywhere. Spiders in the school.
Crawling up me pants, I shook it off me leg, something in the ground. Everything was silent, so I didn't make a sound. I crossed the room, as happy as could be. I had killed the spider, now I couldn't bother.
and then lit back on the top and through the door outside. At our party that night, everything was bright and gay. We played all our pop records and danced the night away. Early morning, knock on the door, open the door, and guess what's up? It was gonna be a long, long night.
Bodies in the street, hey, hey, bodies everywhere. Bodies in the street.
Poor Olga. Oh. Spiders in the dressing room. Oh, it happens. I had a spider here the other day. He was crawling right from over there, and he was walking right up here like this, and he got up here on my blanket, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I know what we're doing, but we're going to exclude some spiders. What we're going to do... Okay, real quick, what song is that the beginning of? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, that's the beginning of Dandy Warhol's Bohemian Like You. Oh, no, wait, that's the beginning of Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. Oh, wait, no, wait. Well, almost. What came between the two? What came between those two bands at those times with those songs? And if you're thinking, oh, the two-tone ska movement, I would say yes, you are correct. How great is that whole damn album? We should have Tobe's album listening party. We should listen to that first specials album. So many hits, including that one, Little Bitch. Such a great song. And it rolls so well. Oh, man. I haven't heard that in a while. And I'm kind of excited. Now I want to listen to that whole album, but somewhere I have that on vinyl. I think it's over at my parents' house, and there's no turntables to be had anywhere because everything's digital media now, and it sucks. But maybe I shouldn't be complaining. No. Now, why shouldn't I complain? It seems like I should complain. Well, it could be worse.
Boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Remember these wise words. It could always be worse. Kirk Cameron could be around. Oh, and then 1981 mom says...
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just listening to some music. And I feel like we need more, but what could we possibly... What the hell was that? Did a tank just drive by my house? Well, maybe we're being invaded. Oh, maybe it's the Russians. Oh, I know how to make friends with Russians. You just play some hard bass music. What do we got?
I'm Kromna.
Hello, Kromna.
You think some zaraza will stop us from partying? You must not know us too well. You must not know us at all. Dancing by myself again, keep 2 meters away, my friend. Just give me glass, I give you mission. Пей что-то, будь еще меньше. Drinking at our home again, madness has always been a plan. I'm not a shot, don't fail the mission. Пей что-то, будь еще меньше.
I don't know what to think about this music, but there's something about it that I just can't get enough of. I don't know what it is. Anyway, where are we with all this? I'm supposed to be drinking tea to stay warm, but I forgot to drink some tea, but now my feet are sweating. Is my heat on? I think my house has gotten up to temperature, so that's good. I can drink some tea. Oh, it's delicious. Yeah, when does my next game come on? I think that happens in like, is it like 6 minutes from now? Well, it doesn't start right at the top of the hour. It's always about, so like 10 minutes from now probably. All right, so yeah, I got plenty of time. Plenty of time to do what? Drink more tea, obviously. Because that's what I do. Who am I, you might ask? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. What an honor that is. What an accomplishment that is in and of itself. Chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day. And when I say every day, people, it's every damn day. 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. It's time for me to eat, and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.